Raise the Roof Game Highlights are brought to you by Matthews Roofing, Chicagoland's premier roofing company for residential, commercial, or industrial projects, is the preferred roofer of Northwestern Athletics. Matthews Roofing is celebrating 90 years of quality, integrity, and customer care serving Chicagoland. Well, there weren't many highlights early in this one. The Wildcats appear to be on a drive on their way to points on their opening drive, thanks to a 17-yard run by Joseph Hyman, from whom you heard moments ago. Got the ball out to midfield. They drove it into Eastern territory, but on fourth and one, the Cats went for it, and they were stopped, turned the ball over to the Panthers, who in turn punted it back. The two teams exchanged three and outs until later in the first quarter. Cats started from their own 20, aided by a defensive holding call. Jack Lausch ran for 26 yards down to the Eastern 18. Then he ran for 17 more down to the one. And then the Cats decided to give the ball to somebody else. Lausch, the pistol formation. Now they'll go direct snap to Porter. And he'll take it left side. And Porter will dance into the end zone for the touchdown. A little Wildcat action there to Cam Porter, who takes it in around left end, and the Wildcats break on top with a minute 22 to go in the first quarter. A one-yard run for Cam Porter, his third touchdown of the year, and the 15th of his Wildcat career, and it's 6-0. The drive, 80 yards, 11 plays, using just under 5 minutes. Cats had a 7-0 lead at the end of one, but Eastern was on the drive, and they would cap the drive on a 13-yard pass with the quarterback, Pierce Holly, to wide receiver Eli Mersu, who made a great fingertip grab at the right side of the end zone that was upheld by video review to cap a 75-yard 12-play drive. And the game was tied 7-7, and it stayed tied till later in the second quarter. The Wildcats put a drive together. They drove it from their own 44 into Eastern territory when they lined up for a 42-yard field goal attempt by Jack Olson that was blocked. Eastern took over in their own 45. They drove it all the way down to the 22 of the Wildcats. The big play, a 32-yard pass from Holly to his tight end, Manavis. But a 36-yard field goal attempt from Drew Schiller was blocked by the Wildcats' Najee Story. The Cats took over on their own 20-yard line with just under 2 minutes to go in the first half. And that's when they started to click. Jack Lausch on the drive, 5 of 7 passing, connecting with Bryce Kurtz, Joseph Hyman twice, Marshall Lang, and Thomas Gordon. Gordon's reception got it down to the 32. And from there, well, let's go back to that blocked field goal a moment ago with Schiller attempting the 36-yarder. All right, Schiller to try it here to give Eastern the lead. 36-yard try from the left hash towards the north end. Here's the snap. Here's the kick. The kick was blocked. It was blocked, and it falls short. So the Cats return the favor with a blocked field goal. And the Panthers come up empty. Najee Story again with the block, but Lausch completing 5 passes. Cats got it down to the 32 of Eastern and then ran it in. 21 seconds to go. 2nd and 10 at the 32-yard line of Eastern. Lausch has Hyman to his right. There's the snap. He'll give it off to Hyman left side, and he breaks free at the 20. 15, 10, 5, touchdown! Joseph Hyman, 32 yards, and the Wildcats are back in front. So they had the lead, 14-7 at halftime. Eastern got the ball first in the third quarter, went 3 and out. The Wildcats would drive on the ensuing possession from their own 8-yard line. They went 64 yards in 9 plays. The big play, a 45-yard pass from Jack Lausch to A.J. Henning that got it to midfield. A sack, the only sack so far against the Cats, slowed the drive, forced a 46-yard field goal try, which Jack Olson converted with 8:18 to go in the third, and the Wildcats led 17-7. On Eastern's ensuing drive, Devin Turner of the Wildcats picked off a deflected pass thrown by Pierce Holly. The Cats taking over at the Eastern 42. They would get it down to the 3, and then a couple of firsts from the 3-yard line. First and goal at the three. Snap to Lausch. Lausch is going to throw. Lausch looking. Left side of the end zone. A.J. Hennig. Touchdown! The first touchdown pass of Jack Lausch's career. And the first touchdown pass of the season for the Wildcats. A.J. Hennig. And the left side of the end zone from Jack Lausch and the Wildcats extend the lead with 2:39 to go in the third. It was 24-7 Eastern then on offense, but a sack by Wildcat sophomore Michael Kilbane, the second of the night for the Cats, created a loss of five. Eventually, they came up 4th and 12, and a fourth down pass was incomplete. Cats took over early in the fourth quarter at their own 21-yard line. Again, Lausch connected with Hennig for 46 yards into Eastern territory. They got it down to the Eastern Illinois 9. First and goal at the 9-yard line, up 24-7, looking for more. Lausch makes the pitch to Hyman, lofts to the end zone, leaping grab, touchdown! Back in the end zone, Marshall Lang with his first touchdown of the year on the back line of the end zone. Second touchdown pass for Jack Lausch, and the Wildcats have hit the big 3-0 for the first time this season. It's 30-7. The extra point made it 31-7. Eastern would have the ball two more times, but time ran out on them on the final possession of the game. The Cats walk out of here with a 31-7 victory.